Now, a warning, this next discussion does involve references to child abuse. It's about the National Redress Scheme because there's some concern this morning that the backlog within the scheme could leave thousands of victims and survivors without compensation. The scheme was established after the Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse, and the ABC is reporting today that based on its current trajectory, the scheme will not be able to clear its backlog of 30,000 cases before closing. Its current processing rate clearly not keeping up with the number of cases coming in. Rachel Neal is the Executive Director of Integrated Practice at No More Legal Service, which was established in 2013 to support people and giving information to the Royal Commission. Rachel Neal, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Melissa.
Now, there's a year to go until the deadline for applications for this process. Tell me how you've assessed the performance of the scheme so far.
I think for the last eight years, we've been making various submissions to various inquiries about issues to do with transparency of the scheme, consistency of decision making, and fairness. Now, we are seeing improvements in that respect, and we're seeing applications coming through being processed more quickly, and that's borne out by the scheme's data. However, we still are not seeing a rate of processing of applications that will keep up with the numbers. So there's more than 80,000 applications that are currently lodged with the scheme. About a third of those have been processed, and we think see a surge in applications in the final year, which is this year, this financial year. As we've seen in other overseas schemes that are similar, where in one of them there was almost half the applications were received in the last year. So we're really expecting to see that.
And has there been resources put in place in anticipation of something of a rush of claims for this final 12 months?
There has. There's been additional funding provided to our legal service. We're the only national legal service that assists people with the National Redress Scheme. There's also been additional resources put into the redress support services who support people to make applications and along their waiting journey for their applications to be finalised. I would say there are still very long wait lists in many of those redress support services, and we're seeing an increased demand in our service for advice on from people who need help with their applications with the scheme, but also people who are interested in applying and really need to know all of their legal options so that they can make an informed choice.
On Radio National Breakfast, we're talking to Rachel Neal from No More Legal Service, and we're talking about the future of the National Redress Scheme. So, Rachel, if I understand correctly, we can make claims for another 12 months, but then after that, there's only another 12 months for all of these claims to be finalised and completed, you know, by the time we get to 2028. How much confidence do you have that all of these cases can be resolved within those timeframes?
Well, the figures really aren't stacking up. At the moment, we're seeing applications taking up to 2 years, sometimes more, to be processed, depending on the complexity and individual issues. We don't see how that could be achieved in that final 1 year to that sunset date, which is in the middle of 2028. We know that there's an inquiry at the moment, and the department are looking at what efficiencies they can put in place to make applications go through more quickly. But we're keeping a really close eye on those efficiencies and advocating for our client base so that the efficiencies don't actually erode that trauma-informed practice, that trauma-informed care that is so important when processing these applications. The government is going to have to address this issue, and it's going to be a major part of this 8-year review that's currently being held. Submissions close at the end of July. There's 1 month for people to get submissions in.
Do you think the government will have to legislate to change that deadline?
I think they're going to have to do something, unless they double the person power at the NRS, the National Redress Scheme. It doesn't seem that all of the applications will be processed, let alone the applications that are yet to come.
Rachel Neal, thank you very much for taking me through the circumstances.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's Rachel Neal, the Executive Director of Integrated Practice at No More Legal Service. And if you or anyone you know needs help, there are a number of support services available. A couple of good starting points, Bravehearts on 1800 272 831. There's also the National Survivors Foundation on 1300 1244 33 and the Blue Knot Foundation on 1300 657 380.